Hello friends, we will now study chapter 19, Emerging Trends in Digital Marketing, Artificial Intelligence, Chatbots, Virtual Reality and Beyond. We may not know. So I am Professor Ashish Hathi who is going to take you through this particular chapter. We have seen that online has become unavoidable, mandatory in our marketing plan, and digital is however rapidly evolving. Lot of technological innovations are happening, technology solutions are being provided, and as a result it may require force in your strategies also. Like, you may have to relook at your strategy to engage with the audience and gather your business. So future outlook, as they say, are emerging trends like artificial intelligence, okay, is going to dominate the scene. Chatbot, we have already experienced ages back, but now the chatbot which I am talking about is AI driven virtual reality, something that you can see and experience without being there. That's a virtual reality, making reality, making something which is not there. Reality is virtually, and digital world. So that's what virtual reality. So these are the few things, augmented reality, are happening, and they are changing the entire landscape. So to learn the trend, like, we have to know that essentially I'll be discussing in this particular chapter various trends that are happening. So remember few things as a methodology or as a technology has already been explained. There are chapters onto that, so I will not get into it. I will be focusing on giving you some understanding related to trend, changing trend, and something which is additional information that I will try to explain you. Understanding this trend will help you know that tomorrow if you get into the field, you also have to be constantly looking for changes happening in the field. Objective, of course, at the end is to see that how these technologies are making change today in an interesting manner. So first, let's understand artificial intelligence. So what is artificial intelligence? So as this says, the digital marketing involves using machine learning algorithms to analyze, predict and respond to generated data, automating and optimizing marketing efforts. So a lot of marketing efforts are happening all around. Now, can there be a system, can there be a technique, technology, which will take over that task? Scope is very wide, but just for your understanding, if I have to explain you, simple thing like email marketing. So you create an artificial intelligence based solutions where inward email will be studied based on the kind of a query, etc. There will be a standardized template based answer will be replied to the person who sent you the email, etc. So therefore, you see that many places in e-commerce, especially the moment your order is complete, you get not only the confirmation order, the details of the payment made, then you get a tracking SMS, etc. All this is kind of automated using this artificial intelligence or marketing stack, so to say. Now, as a result, what is happening? Repeat routine, time-consuming tasks are automated. So what happens? You as a human being, which has a better thinking power, can more focus on to strategy and analytics and tactics development. So that's a powerful advantage that the marketer gets today. The scope is immense. It can be on the customer service side, especially by automating few things. It may be towards your media side, content generation side. It may be a predictive analysis so that you prepare yourself and evolve your marketing tactics to meet the changing need. Advantages, human errors are minimized, or rather practically they are close to none, and thereby your process efficiency will be at a different level. Process productivity will be also at a different level. Within a fraction of a second, action is taken, and 24/7 it works, which human can't. Innovation continuously evolving, and therefore newer tools are coming to handle your current complexities, and therefore if once you absorb it, again that complex part is made simple. So that's where the AI is helping the marketeers. Meaning of AI, just to understand, we will just revisit. It's a branch of a computer science aimed at creating system capable of tasks that typically requires human intelligence, such as learning, decision making, and problem solving. So here, power of computer language, programming, etc. is taken in such a way that there are certain tasks which earlier otherwise needed human intervention due to various reasons. Now, this system has evolved in such a way that system, after verifying certain things, can take own decision. That own decision is given into a particular manner, instructed through a program or instructed through a feeded data, which can be studied by the system, and accordingly appropriate decision is taken. Now, this can be used in many things, as I told earlier, customer service and likewise. Relevance is they adopt to changing things which is happening. Different types of email for the same purpose, customer may write differently. Two different customers will write differently. Okay. This particular artificial intelligence and the related ecosystem has a power to adapt, make the same meaning. They know that this refers to this, and therefore they act upon it based on the kind of instructional support that you have provided to it. Time taken will be very less, and therefore it allows you to really, really have a lot of marketing tasks taken on your shoulder. Automating and foolproofing it will in fact create a different customer experience on the other end. Automates a lot of repetitive tasks. So thank you, order updates, delay in order, okay, order tracking link sending, etc., confirming the order receipt, etc. All those things are done. I as a recipient feel that, oh, I have got this update. At your end, nobody may be managing it. It is now artificial intelligence oriented automated activity. Evolution is, this field is continuously expanding, going to expand. As they say, we have discovered and we have just explored the tip of the iceberg. So there are various types of artificial intelligence. Having understood what AI is, let's understand the different variations of it. Narrow or weak AI, designed to perform only a specific task, such as facial recognition. So for example, Digi Yatra, because I travel, say, like frequently outside Mumbai, I have downloaded Government of India's Digi Yatra. My face recognition, various pictures, my various Aadhaar and all this thing details are feed in. So next time what I have to just do is upload my e-boarding pass. Having done that, as you know, at the airports there are separate lines and there are those face reader scanners. So I'm not in a longer queue where everything is checked by that CRPF guy. Here I get near the gate, there is a facial recognition device, scans me, and I quickly get into it, and all along it allows me to go through the various barricades. So that's what facial recognition, or searching the internet, or assessing policies matured and you are claiming for it. So you have to follow certain given instructional submission on that specific company's e-portal. And once that is done, there is an artificial intelligence behind which studies the policy document submitted, determines that it is due now, required compliance is in place. So it issues a settlement advice and accordingly you get the money. So this is narrow. General or strong AI, hypothetical AI that could understand, learn and apply. Hypothetical means still we have to reach this stage, as they say. So it is hypothetically visualized that there is an AI that could understand, learn and apply own intelligence across wider area of task, same as human being. Here on the above, they are given specific tasks. Other tasks they can't do. Here, he or that artificial, general artificial, will be able to do any and everything coming to it. Machine learning, further deeper subset of AI, focus on building entire system that learns from various data, past decisions made with minimal human error, and constructs its own systems and structures. That is through machine learning. Deep learning, a specialized area within the machine learning domain that uses neural networks with many layers, particularly effective. So I also don't want to complicate. It's like they have given an example, say image. Now image has so many types of data. This artificial intelligence will be able to study that. Okay, speech recognition. How it can only recognize that I am given authority to transfer the money. So that is how that's a deep learning. Okay, AI therefore in practice is already there, you may not know, but many areas where narrow AI as of now, there's the first category, is being used. So that processing of insurance claim, face recognition during the boarding, etc. Potential is immense, where once we get into the other part, machine learning is also in a very advanced stage, not used maybe much for the human, but for the production and those areas it is getting applied, so to say. So future is very, very dynamic going to be for this AI based solution, and marketing is going to immensely benefit. We will get into fewer aspects being understood about how AI is changing the marketing domain by various software. So chatbot is one such thing. Chatbot is an interaction on the other side where you feel that somebody is attending to your specific query. So there's a chat platform created named as chatbot. Okay, earlier there used to be a special individual team attending to it. Now it is getting automated. It is already kind of automated in most places where it uses the AI. So when you send certain things, chatbot reads it and gives you further option. When you click on that, it opens you another option. So likewise, it guides you to finally get your desired information. Content generation. So you can use this chatbot, AI for content generation. So for example, ChatGPT. You give your requirement, what kind of thing you want to write, a script, write a story. It gives you email marketing tool. So this platform not only allows you to personalize the content, give a tonality to it, okay, optimize the send time. If automated, it's like immediate. So engagement rate and all this, read from the analytics and then handle each individual email ID as accordingly. So that kind of a optimization is possible. SEO and content optimization. Here, AI can be deployed for searching for you, trend assessments, okay, improvements in the content already been done or you are developing, etc. Website optimization suggestions and all. So there are many such AI tools where you put your website URL, you get the input. Predictive analytics, AI can predict the future trend, customer behavior, and thereby it helps marketer to tailor their strategy or tactics to meet the anticipated change in future. So based on past data of several lakhs and millions of customer, it gives you the likely future trend. Efficiency, they are supposed to be driving your efficiency to the most optimal level. Like here, the response rate for the AI-based platform is so fast that you are able to complete various marketing tasks in a very optimized manner. So now I'm getting into giving you some idea. Now SEO as a this thing you have understood, content marketing also you have understood. I'm just going to focus wherever required the AI specific thing. So optimization and content strategy, something that I don't need to understand, you know, help you, but con SEO optimization you can take the help. There are tools that will give you the good keywords, the kind of traffic that keyword generates, etc. Content wise, what kind of a content is generating a lot of traffic, or the gaps in your given this thing gives you the keyword and its power, etc. So AI driven platforms like a ClearScope and MarketMuse help marketer to craft. So these are the two AI platforms. Please understand, ClearScope and MarketMuse, they will have a free version and a paid version. Based on it, the features are, paid version obviously will have a better features. You can use it for crafting of your content or aligning the search engine algorithms. You want to have a better search engine algorithm being aligned, or some specific audience experience tasks to be handled, created and handled. So they help you that. Okay. AI automates SEO tasks also, such as keyword research, competitive analysis, means how, which are the keywords they use and their, you know, kind of trend, success rate, etc. So it's a very powerful tool that is helping you, and AI can also help you develop your content tailored to specific target audience, specific relevance, specific nature of engagement that you are looking at, engagement for purchase, engagement for encouraging first try. So various things. So it will help you in that way. Okay. So that's the power of AI when it comes to SEO and content optimization. As earlier mentioned, AI can be used for predictive analysis. What is predictive analysis? It is like, if a very simple term, regression analysis, if you have understood. It is like a lot of big data, means not only your legs of customers, buying trends, etc. Level, profitable item, non-profitable item, high value item, moderate value item. So Mr. Hathi is making most moderate value item. So all those things, you know, after studying that, they kind of give you the likely trend. So now once you know that consumer is going to behave most likely in this manner, that will help you to prepare. Prepare maybe on two front, infrastructure front, tactical front. So application is predictive analysis can be used very efficiently. Now if you have understood that, first thing is a personalized marketing. Study Mr. Hathi's behavior. Predict how is he going to behave and then offer him the right offer. Exclusivity. So he feels, I got what I was wanting. I was about to search. And of course, this is an exclusive offer to me. Let me grab. So kind of thing. Inventory management. So how the inventory movements are going to happen. So declaring your minimum ordering quantity, by when it will happen. So kind of reminding you before. And such kind of a sales forecasting and all. So benefit is like by anticipating. One is trend. You are able to resource yourself, that is what I told you, it may be infrastructure, etc. You are able to equip yourself, you are able to serve the customer to the best of their expectation from the brand, leading to satisfaction. Satisfaction leading to relationship and better conversion rate all along your journey with the customer. Being a data-driven, this predictive analysis is not subjective, it's a data-driven based on the hardcore data. Therefore, the accuracy is most vital. It's supposed to be providing you very, very precise behavioral trends. So the decision making is very feasible. It's not a calculated risk. Okay, proactive marketing. Knowing this is what is going to happen, you probably create certain marketing milestones proactively so that customer is going to get tuned to the future changes that is going to come, and accordingly you are able to constantly drive his interest in you, engagement with you, okay, even before changes start happening. So that's the power of predictive analytics in the AI that offers you in the marketing. Chatbot is an interaction. It's supposedly a feel of a real time. However, on the other end, nowadays there is an automated server which is there, which is supposed to understand the query that you have given you and then provides you options. Further clicking of it, you reach near what you wanted to get attended, then provide your maybe textual thing and inferencing your textual thing, you get a solution. 24/7 availability. Personalization is possible. Okay, so the chatbot in the background can study the past interaction, experiences, testimonial if any, or some critical comment you have given, etc. So they can get into it. They will recover even your current order data. If you have a problem with the current order, it will recover that data and tell you, so that you feel, yeah, we are talking for the right problem. So that kind of a thing chatbot can provide. Cost effective, because one is no manpower there. Basic infrastructure built once will last long, and therefore your entire operational costs, and that also happening on a real time. So look at the experiential benefit towards the customer side. Scalability can be scaled up. You don't really have to have more manpower. It's a technical correction into your platform will make you handle, earlier you may be able to handle 5,000 chats per minute, you will be now able to handle 10,000 chats per minute, depending on the traffic which is coming in. Yes, overall, you kindly recall your experience. My experience earlier with human chatbot was very, very favorable. With AI chatbots, it is so far frustrating, so to say. So I have like literally stopped using it. So if I had to just give you that, I'd like, please experience yourself and make your mind. Driven content generation. So you apply the AI power to generate content. Content will search for itself. The data also for you. The tonality. Everything. You have to just give yours. So currently, say for example, if I have to develop even a 15-second, 20-seconder film on the EV car, electric vehicle, I just have to give that, please provide me a script to generate 2D animation video, even understands that, okay, with each screen clearly pulling out supers and voiceover, wherein end of the film, customer should able to know why electric vehicles are getting popular. Provide data where required. So those kind of things I have added. I don't need creative treatment as of now. I need script of fat. So you see, that's what content creation. Efficiency of this is very fast. The response time, you require no resources additionally. Multitask I am able to do. So while I am handling one query or while I am into, say, video conferencing, which I am not an active speaker, I can get into it and complete my some of this kind of a task, etc. Personalization, AI can pull in the past behavioral aspect of a one particular customer and then create a kind of a tonality, create a kind of a language, exclusivity of offer, and thereby periodicity. You have given a periodicity. If it is found that somebody is not bought any item in last 2 months from us, some mail is to go, so even those kind of things. So that is generated and sent. Consistency, it will also ensure you, as per your calendar, as per your requirement, it brings content creation at the forefront. And then with the use of automated power, etc., you generate, you modify that content to suit various channels, and thereby you increase your brand voice in the cluttered digital market. Innovation. You can experiment with AI, create new formats, adopt existing to the different channels, etc., and thereby create the desired creativity in your communication approach. So that's what on the content side, email marketing, a lot of personalization is possible, as I told you earlier also, where based on your past behavior, email content, tonality, offer, etc., can be all combined and sent to you. Optimization of the timing is possible, where the best time where you are opening the email, etc., can also be studied and can be given, or you're given overall population behavior. So at that time, the email shot will happen and thereby generating you larger open rate and click-through rate, provides you the required performance analysis linked with the email marketing, which is, we have already told you what are the matrices like open rate, click-through rate, etc., so that your email performance, marketing performance can be optimized. You do that even by doing A-B testing. So AI can also automate your A-B testing. You can ask AI to generate different offer, different title, different content, and you send it to the random people meeting certain sampling requirement, and then generate the response that comes in, and it gives you the evaluative understanding of what has happened. Making content dynamic, wherein inserting the relevant thing in the content, creating a more personalized tonality and experience is possible due to now integration of AI in your email marketing campaign. Okay, now let's understand the role of artificial intelligence in our future digital marketing strategies. So first of all, trend analysis. Because ability of the AI to continuously monitor the data, big data as they say, AI is able to help you with the trend monitoring, insights about the business behavior changing on the part of customer, maybe the product preference changes, etc. So something of that nature when happens, AI will be able to preempt you. Customer insights, as we say that essentially marketing success depends on your ability to be with the customer, understand need, changing behavior, etc. This is where AI will exactly help you. Scalability. Your marketing efforts using AI can take the different proportion. Okay. It will not only have large input which can be handled also, as well as efficiency can be managed very well, and as a result your return on investment will be very high. Innovation, what AI is evolving today, that will offer you a lot of new feasibility. That feasibility utilization will bring a lot of innovativeness. The customer on his end will feel that you are continuously inventing something, and that will keep you differentiated, keep you ahead of curve. Adaptability, it can give you quick adaptation to the changing conditions. Today, real-time data, the earlier you were supposed to study the data. Now there are AI tools which will even infer for you and give you a trend which is happening. Now based on that, your ability to adapt to the change, which is you know exactly what is not working and therefore what corrective action you need to take, you can take. We now come to chatbot. Leaving aside things like definition, etc., essentially it's a interactive platform on the customer side, that on the manufacturer, the brand side, that they have provided you with. Customer can interact to get addressed his information requirement. It could be the product information, it could be the complaint redressal. So this is done through automated mechanized solution. That's the chat box. So as a result, human intervention is very limited, except the customer side, which is there. Chatbot, as a result, can give you integrated approach. So you are able to channelize data from the various channels that you have. You are able to connect customer with your own customer relationship management system that you have. So chatbot will have an integrated update about customer with whom they are interacting. It will also bring the relevance, because now redressal of smallest of information, queries, etc., is an order of the day. What if you are not providing, the customer will like to quickly address. So he's on a website. Generally, the chatbot access is on the website. So immediately customer can get into the chatbot, get his things resolved. So therefore, overall, he feels that he's empowered to get the desired information. So working with the chatbot, not that we will technically be very, thorough about it, but it is a basic AI that has been applied where certain specific rules are given. Certain advanced chatbots are machine learning based. So they constantly evolve based on the experiences that they have. You can have a rule-based chatbot. So as I said, specific rules are given. And for that defined incidents, when it happens, there are certain steps that the chatbot is supposed to take. If he finds that on the customer side there is some deficiency, to give you a feedback. If he finds that customer has followed all the steps, then he knows what is the next thing that they have to do, which is scanning algorithm or which is like verification algorithm, and then accordingly, if he finds things are appropriate, he decides. Machine learning based chatbot, they are advanced, they utilizes natural language, neural, here the word natural or the neural, as you say, very, very simplest term. The common language is parlance. It is able to decode it, and therefore you may write the same statement differently, but AI is able to therefore still arrive at the same meaning out of it, and therefore ability to respond appropriately, correctly is much better there, and therefore it offers you a greater flexibility. So rule-based chatbot, if you see the functionality, it is like supposed to do a predefined task. Okay, so DigiYatra predefined task, scan the face of a passenger, verify that it's the same passenger. So that's what they have to do it. And therefore, there are certain input data for which they are equipped. There is a scanner, there is a face recognition reader, which is there at the airport. So the moment you have to stand in particular way, the camera who immediately reads it, and you get the response on the screen whether you are recognized. You don't have to feed anything, but when I stand, immediately I get this thing, Mr. Ashish Hathi, and then cleared so that I can enter, the door open and I enter. So this is a pre-programmatic, everything is well programmed, step one, step two, step three. A limitation, however, is it is suitable for line, straightforward line-based task. If there are a lot of ifs and buts in that, then this cannot handle. Unexpected questions. So as a result, as I told you, my experiences with current AI chatbot it very poor, so I do not get into it. Because the moment what I write, it is not able to really decode. It comes out with its own standard button for the menu, which may not be the one which are useful to me. So, however, FAQS sections and normal queries, addressal, etc., it is still viable. Machine learning chatbot requires advanced algorithm being fed in. They use also over a period, they understand natural interaction that has taken place. From there, it makes its own reading. So, as a result, over period of time, this chatbot develops its own improved response way of responding, and therefore it is more relevant, more accurate. They are auto learning kind of, so to say. A natural language processing, it allows chatbot to understand despite different manner in which the same statement or statement for same purpose being written by different customers, interpretation and the meaning out of it will be very common, and therefore it is able to provide accurate response. Adaptability, this chatbot can again be able to handle variety of queries, able to adapt to changing questions coming in, able to adapt to kind of scale at which things are coming to it, etc. So you require not much of a reprogramming at a very frequent interval, maybe over a time, yes. So that's the power of machine learning chatbots. Chatbot can be used for customer service, especially by 24/7 capability, lead generation. So when they find the visitors have probably abandoned, it can still backtrack him, communicate with him and get you. Also the one which has come into your portal, provide him with the required information. So in that way, or rather feed him the necessary other requirement so that he is able to take a proper decision. So that will create conversion rate or lead generation rate higher. Personalization, again, it will be kind of, it will have, as I told you, backlinking with your other channels, and therefore ability to give you a personalized recommendation, etc., can be a much better experience for the customer itself. Efficiency, as I have driven you, no human intervention, 24/7, so your productivity, efficiency, etc. is much better. In customer service, as you say, that instant response, customer will get for a standard queries, instant response, it can be scaled up to handle number per minute, number per second, as the case may be, for which, of course, you have to do a lot of back-end mechanical change, but scalability is not complex out here. Consistency, in the sense, same response, otherwise, many time on the oral, this thing, the customer service guy gives a different kind of response. Mr. X customer service guy gives a different response to customer A, but he gives a different response to customer B. And if suppose these two customer talks it, again, it will lead to variation in the meaning and interpretation, which is avoided. So that's another one, cost effectiveness, large handling, you require no service team, 24/7, so the productivity and coverage of input request is much higher, leading to satisfaction. So, and this customer coming back to you again and again, as a result, your operational cost for customer, this thing goes down. For lead generation, visitors can soon land on to a website, capturing their interest, guiding them through the sales process. So there are various prompts which is coming in, which is AI based. These prompts are generated after your AI reads your and has a record of the past behavior. Also the data collection, every time when you do it, the data is collected as to what you visit, why you visit for, what did you, you know, refer to, etc. And thereby the subsequent engagement and all will become more and more relevant, fruitful, and therefore the lead generation is much higher. Qualifications, chatbot can qualify lead by asking certain preset questions. So you see that there are standard questions, answer to that if you give, it will classify the lead to be high quality, warming up, etc. So that also happens in the back end, which sales guy will know, and accordingly he can take his next course of action. conversion by keeping prospects engaged, you are able to increase the likelihood of conversion at a different stage when he passes through due to the engagement. You are guiding him through, and therefore the expectation is that chances of conversion is going up due to longevity of the interaction during the one visit. Personalization wise, if you so to say, it captures a lot of data. It has your understanding of your purchases, preferences, your behavior, which information you really secured, which information you really abandoned, etc. So all those aspects, payment method you often use, so all these things helps them to get an insight about you, and therefore based on that they come out with recommendations for you, right recommendations, and therefore that recommendation, when it appeals to you, you feel that you are being understood, and that's a big boost in terms of your starting a relationship. And hence experience, personalization and regular support and appropriate support to guide you in your query based purchase journey, you create not only the first conversion, but you create a long term relationship, and therefore the loyalty gets built up. Dynamic content, chatbots can deliver content that is tailored to the individual, improving engagement rate. So as a result, this thing, what is happening is mini segmentation, as you say, nuclear segmentation is possible, that profiling customer persona is possible, and therefore you are able to direct specific nature of content to specific set of customers and get a better engagement rate. That's a power of dynamism of the content, which is possible due to the chatbot ability to personalize. Let's understand what is virtual reality. So as a definition, it's a simulated experience, not an actual experience, simulated experience that can be similar to a completely different from the real world. Okay, using computer technology and creating a 3D environment for you. Sitting in this studio room, the moment I wear a virtual reality gadget, I may be into a Ferrari car, able to drive and experience the thrill of driving a Ferrari. So that's what is the power of virtual reality. That is what auto companies are using when they launch a new product. Instead of taking customer on the test ride, which is otherwise not possible in say traffic or congested city, you give them the virtual reality feel. You give them feature feel. So that's why it immerses the customer. When anybody gets into the virtual reality, kind of immersion that it brings in is far better than normal demonstrations, etc. Auto companies are trying, and it leads to very involved interaction with the brand, with the product. Mental, this thing, you as if feel you are really gained an experience, that kind of a feeling comes. So this is getting more and more powerful, and therefore the digital world is going to still more explore the power of virtual reality in marketing and selling.